Hi again, everybody. With Tribe Manager Terry Francona, this is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager's Show, and it's brought to you by Key Bank. Boy, Tito, if you had had two off days, what would have happened here? There's a lot going on here today.
Yeah, that's anytime you make a player move, you know, we take it very seriously. And then when something like today, with the magnitude of that, you know, there's a lot of anxiety leading up to the conversations. And, you know, I know from talking to Chris, you know, we don't take it lightly. And, you know, the moves you're referring to are Michael Bourne and Nick Swisher.
Yeah, tell us about the reasoning behind this. I mean, does this give you some financial flexibility? And also, you're getting a player back in return that was having a tough year in Chris Johnson.
Yeah, there's some, you know, you always thinking about maybe change the scenery with players, not Chris Johnson. And we'll wait till we get him here to kind of talk to him about, you know, the what and where and how often and see how he's doing. You know, I think the biggest thing, I think, was flexibility in playing time moving forward for some of our younger players. You know, the financial stuff I can leave to Chris, but as far as getting at bats for some of these other guys, that's what we really need to do so we can make some decisions moving forward.
Sometimes free agent signings don't always work out the way you hope, but without Michael Bourne and Nick Swisher, you don't get to the playoffs in 2013.
And that's what we actually told him today. And you're right, the free agent market is kind of a crapshoot, probably more than people realize. And in 13, you know, we were very excited to get both of them. And I think that's what we need to remind people that are quick to maybe say it was a wrong deal or something. Because if you were excited at the time, you know, again, sometimes things, you know, Swish had both knees operated on, Borney had the hamstring things. Things don't always work out the way you want, but that doesn't mean it was the wrong thing to do.
What about Chris Johnson? Where does he play, Tito? Where does he fit?
He's played third and he's played first, and he's kind of dabbled in the outfield. And that's why I want to talk to him first. I want to see how open he is to maybe going out there and taking some fly balls, because obviously we want to try to get him some at-bats. But, you know, again, he's coming from a place where he wasn't playing very much. So we'll try again. Like I said, we'll try to make the best, and what would be great is to get him on a roll, because he's a kid that when going good can hit.
Everything okay with Cody Allen?
Yeah. You know what? He got in a situation where first hitter, great. First two strikes to Pujols, really good. Threw him a pretty good breaking ball, and he kept the barrel on it and just kind of served one in the outfield. And then things kind of fell apart. And he started kind of running away from his fastball, and he was kind of guiding it instead of attacking. And I'll be darned, he got himself in trouble, and it cost us a ball game. And the good news is Cody's a tough kid. And if anybody can bounce back from, that's him. And we've relied on him for too much to run away from him ever. It hurts. The day it happens, it hurts a lot, and you got to live with it, but then you got to move on.
You know, I had a chance to visit with Mark Langston, who now does the radio for the Angels. And here's a guy that won almost 200 games in his career. And he said, I don't know outside of the Mets. Now, this is Mark Langston saying, I don't know that I've seen a rotation I like better than the Indians.
Well, I love hearing that. You know, again, I think some of that's because there's some youth, you know, because our ERA isn't at the top of the league. But because, again, it's the experience factor and the ages of these guys, I think the expectation is they're going to get better. And we certainly need that to happen. And I think that's why a lot of we keep feeling like the glass isn't empty, because we are running five pitchers out there that we really like.
Well, you catch a Minnesota Twins team now that's really scuffling, and you know better than anybody. There's a reason why it's so tough to win and get a playoff spot, because it's not a four-month season. It's six.
You're right. And what they've done to this point is really a credit to a lot of people there, probably especially Paul Molitor. And now they've kind of come back to where they're 500, but they're still right in the middle of that wild card race. And we haven't seen them for a long time, so there's a lot of new faces. But they have exceeded expectations, and I think, again, every game they play is so important because they're right smack in the middle of it.
Terry, with what went on today, and, you know, there's Michael Bourne and Nick Swisher saying their goodbyes to guys in the clubhouse and whatnot, does that impact the ball game? Is it hard for guys to put that in the rearview mirror?
Well, I think if we just said that you didn't put it in the rearview mirror, I'd be lying, because you're talking about some guys' friends and their families are friends and things like that. But Chris and I grabbed the core group of guys and the guys that we feel like we're going to get good with. And we talked to them about how we're going to move forward and the expectations. And, you know, we can either kind of stay neutral, we can go backwards, or we can figure out how we're going to get good. And I think to a man, they were all on board. And that's very important, because for the next 2 months, one thing is I don't want us to be miserable. I want us to play the game correctly, and I want us to figure out how we're going to get better, because that's why we're all here.
Tribe manager Terry Francona, the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Twins coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.